Two executives who ran the trading arm of the Reliant Energy Company have resigned. They quit just days after Reliant admitted using phony electricity trades to artificially increase revenues. The Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating various companies for similar practices, but now some people are questioning the impartiality of the SEC. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
At the height of the go-go 90s, too many companies seemed to accept the notion that they could lose money on every sale, but make it up in volume. Boosting revenue became more important than earning profits, and it wasn't just the short-lived dot-coms that became preoccupied with growing sales figures. Some energy and telecom companies also engaged in paper trades that did little or nothing for their bottom lines, but produced the illusion of a booming business. The Securities and Exchange Commission is now investigating the revenue claims made by companies in several industries. Commission Chairman Harvey Pitt promises a crackdown on these and other bookkeeping gimmicks.
The level of activity should give investors great confidence that the SEC is on the beat and that if they stray from the straight and narrow, we will be there, and we won't be there 5 years from now. We may be there 5 minutes from now.
But critics wonder whether Pitt himself is tough and independent enough. Before taking charge of the SEC last fall, Pitt spent years as a private attorney, working for the very accounting firms that signed off on the suspect financial statements. Sarah Teslick of the Council of Institutional Investors says he's hardly the man to restore confidence in a market shaken by the collapse of Enron and Arthur Andersen.
You're looking for a chairman who's more active than a chairman in other times. And I think it's fair to say that Harvey seems to be playing a game of catch-up, that there are always others in front of him pressing for things, and that it seems only when voices get loud enough and the complaints get strong enough that he begins to act.
For example, the commission adopted new rules last week designed to discourage Wall Street analysts from promoting stock in troubled companies simply to win those companies' investment banking business. Teslick argues the commission acted only after New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer had forced its hand, threatening to prosecute Merrill Lynch under state law.
Everybody has known for a long time that the analysts are conflicted, that they are essentially a sales arm of investment banks. Everybody knows that. And yet it took Elliot Spitzer taking bold moves for Harvey Pitt to say Me Too. I think there's kind of a sense that there's a Me Too-ness at the commission.
Even his critics say Pitt is a smart and experienced securities lawyer. But when it comes to politics, he sometimes makes rookie mistakes. They point to his controversial meeting last month with the new head of the KPMG accounting firm, a former client. KPMG is under investigation by Pitt's commission for failing to uncover accounting problems by the Xerox Corporation. At first, the firm's CEO bragged to coworkers that he and Pitt had discussed the Xerox case, though he now says he didn't mention Xerox by name. Pitt insists the investigation never came up during their meeting, but he also promised to be more careful about appearances in the future. Scott Harshbarger of Common Cause says the chairman's appearance so far simply feeds public distrust.
Our critique of Mr. Pitt is that he has not yet made it clear who his client is. His client is the people of the United States now. His client is the public interest, the investing public.
Even some on Wall Street seem to want a tougher cop on the beat to save the market from its own excesses. The conservative Wall Street Journal and Financial Times both ran editorials in recent days suggesting the SEC needs a leader with greater credibility. Pitt says he was surprised by the criticism. He notes that since he took office, the SEC has more than doubled its fraud investigations, worked for more clear and timely financial reporting, and will soon propose a new public oversight board to make accountants more accountable.
I think that we are exercising great leadership. So for my part, while I read the criticism, to the extent I think I can improve, I try to improve. I couldn't be prouder of this agency and what we've accomplished over the last 8 months that I've been chairman.
President Bush has stood by his appointee. A White House spokeswoman says the president is confident that Pitt's doing a great job. Even some of those calling for Pitt's resignation say he could prove them wrong and be a great advocate for the investing public. As the SEC reminded mutual fund companies this week, past performance is no guarantee of future results. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.